And told that he used to be Sthiti Pragya. And you should follow. You should try to take in your heart. You don't.
इधर मन लगाओ तो इधर 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 मैं मन नहीं लगाएगा
इधर एस्टूडेंट यू बिकम एस्टूडेंट देयर एंड इन गुरुकुल यू वाज ट्रेन सेंटिंग लेन अप टू 1 lakh हाउ टू वर्शिप डिटीज हाउ टू reading Bhagavata Chaitanya Charitamrita daily and developing Krishna consciousness. After 10 years he became perfect in all these things and he wanted to return his home. He could not be Nastic Brahmachari. He returned and he told that I will be Nastic Brahmachari, not living in villages, otherwise I will live in very loneliness, anywhere forest. So he returned to home, but he did not went to his family. He made a hut in a very nearest place to village, but out of village, and made a hut there and began to do whatever he has studied and learned in Gurukul. Why you make your minds here and there? Not, don't do either and there. Only here. And after that you want to write or do anything. You cannot be like that. Then he made a heart. But in rainy season, some water. So he wanted to make it more good. He began to repair. Sometimes in rainy day, some muddy, the place becomes muddy. So he wanted to also repair. He used to daily read Gita, at least 1 chapter, and do 1 lakh Harinam, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. In midday he used to go to villages and bring some Madhukari chapati. There was a river near, he used to take bath and water for drink. No cooking, nothing. So he has enough time to do all these things. If you will come and disturb, then I will take and throw out. Don't disturb me and you. Then I am giving my precious time. Then he began. But now repairing the home, and making,
preparing the ground also.
Grounds and everything. Now his time for devoting reading Gita and all other things and practicing bhakti yoga chanting man was radiation. One day he saw that he has kept Bhagavat and Gita there, Gita especially. And the rat came and he... Yes. He saw and became very hopeless that, oh, Gita was like my heart and soul, and it has been taken, cut by that rat. So I should manage for this. And he went to a village, and anyhow he managed to have a cat. So he brought in his house and began to give some milk or anything, bread and so many things. And the cat was so accustomed that he wants always pure milk. So he becomes so disturbed. Anyhow, he has some friends in village. They told that you should not be worried about this. We will give a very good cow giving milk 10 kilos every day. So you can take. He becomes so happy. Oh my, this problem is solved for milk for cat. Milk for cat. And thus he brought. Oh, I will have to make some arrangement to keep this cow. And he has to build a new hut for
cow.
That should be grazing land. Oh, certainly, grazing land. And thus, oh, when after 1 year the milk was ended, then how to he stop to give milk. Now how to bring new milk? Oh, he took his cows and went to bowl, and again new baby came. And gradually it was very big problem. Then he thought what to do. In the meantime a friend came and told us, don't worry for this. I have my daughter, very beautiful and very smart. You can keep my daughter as a wife, and she will manage everything, and you will read Gita only, and chanting Harini. So a big problem will be solved, and she can serve the cows and anything. And if she will come, then the problem of your taking bread and everything will be totally solved. You will have not to go to Madhupuri. And that my girl will, daughter will manage everything. And then we will be. No problem at all. She can wash your houses. She can manage everything. And you will only chant Hare Krishna. And you can read two chapters of Gita instead of one. And you will have enough time to read Bhagavatam and to remember. You will be only one Yorosh. Oh, you are suggesting me. Very good. Then he told that, yes, you can be your daughter and marry. Then for 1 year he was okay, but when her wife was pregnant and at a one daughter and one son, they took birth, and then she could not cook for 2-3 months, neither control anything, to see cows, to plow, to anything. Now two bulls are there, and they plow here and there. Now two children came, and after that two more. So first he has 2 legs, now he, after that he,
4 legs.
4 legs, and now he has
8 and 12 legs.
Now and he had no time at all to sew Gita. So he
wrapped
Gita and keep it in Almira. Lock. Sometimes doing chanting 4 rounds, 5 rounds, sometimes nothing. And he get this Malika on a
hook.
And that Mala was doing fasting some days, sometimes half fast, sometimes
full fast.
And he was now engaged in plowing, taking care of cows, of his hut, and so many things now. He has some 5 acres of land now, and to very beautiful garden to look after. Now he totally left everything. In the meantime, his Gurudev came one day. He saw that, oh, he has a very big sansar.
Network.
Sansar means?
Household.
Oh, everything is here. So many cows. Now, about 10 to 12 cows, so many calves, so many bulls, so many utensils, big, very good house, rooms, equipped with so many things. And there are also ladies, children, and all. Oh, come on, come on, where is your Gita that I gave you to read and to practice? Oh, Gurudev, 10 years before I kept it, wrapped it and have kept it and did a bit. No. And where is your chanting bees? Gurudev, it is there. And do you
remember anything?
Remembering Krishna pastimes? Gurudev, I am remember always this, my children, my wife and all other things. Oh, this is my Gita Sansar. I am doing not against Shastra. I am only managing this Gita Sansar. It comes from Gita, everything. From Gita, rest, from cash, and from
cows,
buffalo, everything.
Wife,
children, to manage, and everything. Oh, Krishna is so merciful that he has given so. So I am engaged because all are children of Krishna and everything is like Krishna. So I am always maintaining all these things. Gurudev, what to do? I have no time to do all this. Gurudev told, I have never told you to be like that, that a Gita Sansar should be like this. But Gurudev, it is too late now. Too late. Try to take it in your heart. And always remember. We have come for a few days here. Not for eternally, permanent. We should not do any permanent management.
Arrangement.
No? Swamiji Maharaj, in his time, he did some management, like in New Mayapur, in
Saranagati,
in Canada, here also, everywhere, in Australia, everywhere. But he did for to make advancement of the persons we are needed this. But gradually you will have to
progress
and
reducing
all your mountains and go on this. Otherwise one day you will have to be very worried because you are lefting all these things, leaving all these things, and where to go you cannot decide, then what to do in your old days when you are dying on the deathbed. So sometimes we should remember and we should try to follow our Guru, Vaishnava, Guru and devotee. Hare Krishna.
World of
Janita Lila from
World
Mahansa Parivarisara Sutakata Sishimad.
No. Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. Gaur Premanand. You are lucky, so much lucky. There are so many devotees, they had their guru, but unluckily they fell, fallen down. But your guru will never fall down. No? Never. So you are so lucky. I am also lucky to be with you like God brother. Who is elder? You are elder brother or myself?
My guru there.
I always behave you all. My God brothers and sisters, and I want to help them. So today we will observe his birthday, means Diksha Day. This is real birth of him. Okay. So first you should give flowers in the devotee's hands. Bhenya. Sarada Gopinath, Sarada Madan Mohan, Radharas Vihari, all Nisingadev, Hanuman, also all the devotees, that they should sprinkle their mercies on Ramesh Prabhu, that he can be the servant of Ramesh. Ramesh is Rama, is Rama, Srimati Radhika, is Krishna. So we should say. You should fold your hands. Koto?
99.
Om Swastino.
Govinda
Swastino Achyutanantau Swastino Vasudevo Vishnur Dadhatu Swastino Narayano Narovai Swastinaha Padmanabha Purushottamo Dudhatu Swastino Vishwakaseno Vishweshwarah Swastino Rishikesho Harirdadhatu Swastino Vayanateyo Hari Swastino Anjanasuto Anurbhagavato Dadhatu Swasti Swasti Sumangalaikesho Mahan Sri Krishna Satchidananda Ghana Sarveshwareshwaro Dadhatu Mangalam Bhavatu Mangalam Bhavatu Mangalam Bhavatu Krishna Bhaktir Bhavatu Radha Dasyam Bhavatu Radha Dasyam Bhavatu. You can fold your hands all, you should also. Karotu Swastine Krishna Sarva Lokeshwareshwarah Karshana Dayascha कुर्वन्तु
स्वस्ति
रे लोकपावनः. ओ कृष्ण, यू आर गॉड ऑफ गॉड ऑफ गॉड सर्वेश्वरेश्वर, सो यू शुड स्प्रिंकल योर मर्सी टू रमेश प्रभु. कृष्णः करोतु कल्याणम् कंसकुञ्जर केसरी कालिंदी जल कुल्लाहल कुतूहल. ओ कृष्ण, यू आर लाइक नृसिंह देव, सो प्लीज स्प्रिंकल योर मर्सी दैट लैक्स एंड लैक्स हिरण्यकशिपु will go away, fly away from you. They will never give any kinds of problem. And always he should sprinkle his mercy to you. How? Kalindi jalap kallula kolahala kutuhalaha. Where Krishna? In Kalindi river. Where Jamuna stream is there, always playing so sweet with sweet words. Kal 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 kal.
Kal.
And there is so much kolahal there.
Sounds
are there. How sounds? All gopis and Krishna and all gopis are taking part and doing jal vihar in that. So a very sweet sound is coming there. So one sprinkle, should come and touch the heart of Ramesh Prabhu. Madho Madho Bachi.
माधवो माधवो हृदि
स्मरन्ति साधवः सर्वे सर्वकार्येषु माधवम् लाभस्तेषां जयस्तेषां कुतस्तेषां पराभवः येषाम् इन्दीवरश्यामो हृदयस्थो जनार्दनः. Where is gain? If anyone is chanting and remembering, so all kinds of gain in hope, they will come there. So you should chant and remember always without any break. And jayastesham, always jay, always glorious, never anyone defeat you, especially your bad mind. Blind mind, that blind mind and wicked mind is ferocious
enemy,
not anyone. So you should try to conquer by the mercy of Krishna. So anyone cannot defeat him. Defeat means Maya cannot defeat him if you are chanting and remembering Krishna. And where Jesham Indivarsyamo Kasturi Tilakam Lalata Patale Bastachale Kostubham नासाग्रे परमौक्तिकं करतले वेणुकरे कङ्कणं सर्वाङ्गे हरिचन्दनं सुललितं कण्ठे च मुक्तावली गोपी श्री परिवेष्टितो विजयते गोपालचूडामणिः. अंडरस्टैंड, ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड ऑल दिस थिंग्स. सो दैट इन दिवस श्याम विल ऑलवेज सो टेक रेस्ट हियर. And now, you should. And you should. With their slides. The two boys, first, your name?
Uddhava Gita.
Uddhava Gita, son of Prabhu, Tarun Krishna Prabhu. And another boy from Costa Rica, what name?
Adidev.
They have been initiated today, and their names have been changed. Now, Uddhava Gita, name is Ujjwal Sakha. Who is Ujjwal Sakha? Uddhava is also a Sakha of Krishna. Where is Prabhu?
Is he here?
So you can come here or?
I come.
You are Uddhava Gita. What is Uddhava Gita? In Srimad Bhagavatam, in his last day, he gave some instruction to Uddhava. That is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam from 6th to 11th chapter, canto 6th to 29th perhaps. Now all these are called Uddhava Gita, not name of anyone, but any can be known as he was. But Uddhava, though he was Sakha, and he was sent to Vrindavan, but he could not be a Sakha of Vrindavan. No? He wanted to be a dust of Vrindavan, but he never became. He fly away, he run away from Vrindavan in Mathura, because he was not so lucky to be a Vrindavan, anything a dust of Vrindavan. So he quickly returned. He wished, but we don't know whether that wish was fulfilled. But we have heard that she became some grasses in Vrindavan, in Uddhav Kund, in Govardhan. Gross. To have the dust of Gopi's feet. No?